or Zavar Mitzayra is Mutter. And Mitzayra, that's even sent out of the third Machna, Machna Yisrael. They can't be in Yerushalayim at all. Divrei Rav Yehuda, that's why Rav Yehuda dashes this posik. So the kids of Yehuda needs this posik of Yesh of Levada to tell us he has his own Machna by himself. So it's not to tell me Mitzvah Saseh, but rather to tell me a new Drosha. That's why Rav Yehuda dashes this posik. Of Bodad Yeshu Mechus LaMachna, he has his own Machna. Rabbi Shimon Naiman, no, ain't it tzarech, I don't need this. Harayuayma, the posik says, Vayishalchu min amachne kol tzerua v'chol zav v'chol tom l'nefesh. The posik says, you have to send out of the machne a mitzera, a zav, or else anybody that touched the mace, a tummy mace. Now the kasher is, yoyma tumei mace. Let the posik just say a tummy mace, he has to be sent out of the machne. Now, if it would have just said machne, I would think machne shchina. He's not allowed to go into the base of Migdish. Why did the Torah say Zav also has to be sent out of Machne Shechina? I would say by myself, Madach, a person that just touched a mace. No Tome came out of his body. He only touched a mace. Still, he sent out of Machne Shechina. He can't go into the base of Migdish. Zavin lekol shchein. For sure, a person that has Tome that came out of his body, the Zav came out of him, is for sure he can't go into the base of Migdish. Is Lama Nemer? Why does the pasuk have to say the Yishalchem in a Machne Kol Tzur v'Chol Zav v'Chol Tam Nefesh? Why is Zav also? Is the Chiddush is Liten Loi Machne Shniya, to tell me that a Zav not only can't he go into Machne Shchina to the Beis Hamikdash, but he can't even go into Machne Leviya. He has to go out of the whole Harabayis. A Zav is not allowed to go into the Harabayis. Past the Kaisel, a Zav can't go. For tomorrow, the Yom Zav Yayom Mitzayra. Good, let the Torah just say a Zav and a Tummy Meis has to be sent out of the Machne. Why did the Pasuk have to say a Mitzayra also? Vani Yomer, even if the Torah wouldn't have said it, I would say it myself. I would say like this, Zav in Mishtalchim, Maduch a Zav has to go out of Machne Levi, you can't go into Harabayis, Mitzayra in Lekol Shechen. For sure a Mitzayra has to go out of the Harabayis, out of the Machne Levi. Loma Nema Mitzayra, why did the Pasuk have to say, even Kol Tzerua, any Mitzayra has to go out of the Machne Leviyam, is Litam Loi Machne Shlishis, to tell me that a Mitzayra has his own Machne, he's not allowed to even be a Machne Yisrael, he has to be out of Yerushalayim, there's an issue for him to come into Yerushalayim when he's a Mitzayra. Now, Zakeb Shimon, Kishuwayme Bodod Yeshiv, why did the Pasuk in Vayikvi Gimel have to say by Mitzayra, Bodod Yeshiv Mechus LaMachne Meshavoy, he has to sit by himself? We know already he has to sit by himself. We know already from this pasuk that a Mitzayra is sent even out of Machne Yisrael. So what do I need the pasuk of Vayikra for? Is our kosev nitko liyasei. The pasuk is coming to tell me it's called the lava nitko liyasei. This is like Reb Chisda. In other words, Reb Chisda holds like Reb Shimon. That this pasuk of Vayikra Yudimel that says that a Mitzayra has to be sitting outside is not to teach me the Chiddush, that he has to even go out of Machne Yisrael, because that I know from the pasuk in Bar Midbar. Hey, that there it says extra, Kol Tzeruah v'chol Zav v'chol Tamo Nefesh. So what is the Pasuk of Vayikra telling me? That there's a new Mitzvah Saseh. That even if a Mitzvah does the Aver and walks into Yerushalayim, there's an Esther right away, go out right away. That's called the Lav HaNitik Liyaseh, and therefore you don't get Malkus. So Rav Chisda holds like Rav Shimon. But our core part of Rav Shimon holds that the Seder HaTomer is the most easiest one is a Tomei Meis. And then Echlami, that's why a Tomei Meis is only not allowed to go into the Machne Shechina, into the Azor of the Beis Hamikdash itself. The second to that is Tuma Zav or Abakeri, that he can't go into Machne Leviya. And the third Tuma, the worst Tuma, is the Mitzayra. He has to even be sent out of Machne Yisrael. For the Gemara, how do we know this? For the Gemara now, my Churma de Zav mitome Meis. Why do you say that a Zav is more Chomer than a person that touched a Meis? I'll tell you, Poshin, Shekein Tuma Yoitz Lo Megufay. Because the Zav means Tumah came out of his body, out of his Zavim, when the Zera comes out, it came out with Sunsi Rashi, it came out a Zav 2 days in a row. He has a special Tumah, Tumah Zav. Mashenkin, Tumah Mace, nothing came out of your body, just you touched the Mace, it's not so Chomer. Shredik Marno Adra, I'll tell you just the opposite, I'll tell you Svarim. Tumah Mace Chomer. Maybe a Tumah Mace is more strict. Shekein Tori Nazo, Shlish Yishvi. I see how strict it is. That only if you touch the Mace, you talk it through your tummy for 7 days, but you can't become Torah unless the third day and the seventh day they sprinkled on you the water from the Mechatis, from the Paraduma. And the Maisa B'zman is there, we don't have that. That's whoever touched the mace, it came in the same oil, the same tent as the mace, always remains a tummy mace. So you see, tummy mace has a more chomadik alocha. But Shaykh, if you're a Zav, all you have to do is just wait 7 days that you're Noki, and you go to the mikvah and you tore. So the Chur, you see, Tamei Meis is more Chomer, and the Gemara is Saka true. No, Makro, the Pshat is like this. The Pasuk says, Tamei v'chol Tamei. In this last Pasuk about Midbar, it said, v'yishalchem in amachne kol tzeruah, an extra coil, v'chol Zav, an extra coil, v'chol Tamei nefesh. We'll soon see, we're going to say Rebu aired something to all these three. Not only Mitzurah, but all Mitzurahs. Not only Zav, all Zav. Not only Tamei Meis, but all Tamei Meisim. What does all Tamei Meisim mean? So tomorrow, v'chol Tamei in the rabbis, Tamei Sheretz. Not only if you touch the mace, but who did if you touch the Sheretz? If somebody touched the Sheretz, that's a posture of Tumah. He's only Tumah for 1 day. Still, when you're Tumah right now, you're not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash. So, there's a posture to say that if you're Tumah Sheretz, you're not allowed to go to Machne Shechina. Now is the Kasha. V'zav chomer mitumah Sheretz. A Zav for sure is more chomer than Stam someone that touched the Sheretz. Or my chomer, what's the chomer? Kedi Amor, like we already said. That a Zav, the Tumah comes out of his body. But if you just touched a dead Sheretz, so that's not so chomer. It didn't come out of your body. Maybe no other rabbi. I'll tell you no. Sheretz chomer, shkei matame b'yoynis. I'll tell you, sheretz is tame no matter how you touch the sheretz. You have a dead mouth there, dead sheretz, that it's matame you. So even though you're an honest, you're by accident, you touch it's matame you. Mashenkein, by your zav, the loch riz of a zav comes out of your body b'yoynis, you have no tumor. The Moshe, the Gemara Rashi says, it because you eat too much, or because you're sick, or because you jump too much, if that causes the Zav to come out of your body, you don't have a Tumah Zav. So maybe Zav is less Chomer than a Tumah Sheretz. And the Gemara, what's the question? Shkein B'Tomei, Amri and the Gemara Teretz, Amri ki Agavna Zav Nami Tumui. I tell you no, this man Yom holds that even a Zav also has the Tumah even B'yoinis. Tumaya B'yoinis. There is such a time that a Zav, if the Tumah comes out of his body, even by Oinis, by accident, he also has a tumah. What's halacha? Kid Rav Huna. Like Rav Huna is halacha. So machlokes in Nidah, we're going now according to Rav Huna. The Yomer Rav Huna, Rav Huna says like this, Riya Rishayna Shel Zav Mitame B'yoynis. That a Zav, the halacha of a Zav is, he has to see 2 days in a row. If he sees out of his Eivra, comes out, Zav, two days in a row, then he has his new chom de katumah Zav, he's tummy for 7 days straight. What about if it only comes out 1 day? The locher is, then he only has a tumas 1 day, like a balkeri. A balkeri, son, the zera comes out of your body, then you only tummy for 1 day. Now, when zera comes out of your body, then you tummy even blindness. Even though it was by accident, you ate too much that day, or you jumped too much that day, or you were sick, still you have a tumas carry on you. So, Rafuna says, the din of a zava also, the first day that a zava is tummy, he has the din of a balkeri on him. That even if the zavas came out blindness, still he's tummy. So the kids are a Zav is more chomer than a Sheretz. Why? Because the Zav is also Tomei B'Oinis. And he also has a chomer de Ketumah Zav, that the Tumah came out of his body. So that was the Pshat in the first Braisa. That Maduch a Sheretz, if somebody touched the Sheretz, is not allowed to go into the Machne Shechina, into the Beis HaMikdash, for sure somebody at the Zav, that the Tumah came out of his body, for sure he's not allowed to go into the Machne Shechina. So what does the Torah have to say? A Zav can't go out, is also sent out of the Machne. The Teretz is, not only can't he go into the Machne Shechina, into the Beis HaMikdash, he also can't go into Machne Leviya. He has to go out of the Ho Harabayis. He can't go behind the Kaisel, he can't go in the Ho Harabayis. So Rashi says like this, Zav Rashi says, Nami Mitame Boynis, to go in Briya Rishayna. The first time you see Zav, the first day, Shein Boyela Tumas Erev. If you only see Zavis 1 day, you only tell me for 1 day. The Yiskas the Shechva Zerem. You have the same halach like a balkeri. Shech Bazera comes out of you. Tichsiv, Zois Teres Azav, V'yashir Teitzi Memenu Shech Bazera. V'hain the Riyah Rishayna. Now the first day, the first Riyah you see, when you're Azav, that only gives you Tomei like Shech Bazera. Do Leimone Bei B'hai Kru'e L'chod Aziva. The Azina Bosim Minyon of the Kru'a. Yeah. Now, Metam Aboynis, Rashi Mahai Hekesh Gufam, Nafla Rafuna, Ma Keri, just like if somebody sees Keri comes out of his body, is Matama Boynis, even though you saw it, Imroh Machmas Roiv Meichem, or Mishta, you ate too much that day, you drank too much today. That's why you saw Keri, the Gabe Keri like Siv Mutin. There's no meat, no matter how the Keri came out of your body, it's Matama your body for 1 day. Is Af Riyah Rishonah Shel Zav, the same thing as Zav that comes out of your body, Matama Boynis. The first day it comes out even Boynis, still your tummy. Now, what's the difference between a zav and a keri? Says Rashi, zoiv is doima lulubin beitzim hamul zeris. It's not so thick like shichva zerim. Zavis is like the white of an egg that's beat it up. When you beat it up, it's not so thick. Mashenken shichva zera doima lulubin beitzim shenum zeris. Shichva zera is a little more thickum. It's like the white part of a raw egg that's not beaten up. The kiss is a different type of substance that comes out of the body from the same place. That if it comes out one day, everybody holds yoni tameh one day like a balkeri. The chiddush is if zav comes out 2 days in a row, then you have this new chiddush to tumah zav, then you tameh for 7 days. But I call upon him, zavos is more chomer than a regular tameh sheretz. That's the first part of the braisa. Very good. That's how I know that a zav has to not only go out of machne shchinam, but even has to go out of machne leviyah. Then the braisa said the third din was, by a mitzvah we had a question. Why did the Torah have to say Mitzvah for? Madoch Zav has to go out of Machne Leviyah. For sure, Mitzvah has to go out of Machne Leviyah because the Mitzvah is more chomer. So he said in Mitzvah, the Chiddush is, he's not allowed to even be in Machne Yisrael. He has to go out of Yerushalayim. For the Gemara, my chum with the Mitzvah Mizav, why is it so pushed to you? Why is the Mitzvah, why is his Tumah more strict than the Tumah of Zav? The Torah says, Shekein Toyin Priyo Primo. We find two special halachas about a person that's a mitzvah. Once you're a mitzvah and you want to become tamei, one priya, zatrashi, priya sarush, you have to let your hair grow. You're not allowed to cut off your hair, calls the man your tamei. Gidul say, you have to let the hair grow. And then what dinu prima? There's a mitzvah to rip your begodim. The begodim, before you become tamei, after tumas mitzvah, there's a special mitzvah prima, you have to rip the clothing you're wearing. Mashenki and Azav doesn't have these halachas. So you see, a mitzvah is more chomer than a zav. Vayta v'yosef b'tas m'shamita. He's not allowed to be with his wife. Kozman, the person is a mitzvah, has tumas mitzvah on him, he has to be away from his wife. Shrashi v'yosef b'tas m'shamita. Kedichsiv, the posting of the Yikra says, v'yeshev michutz lo'oloi. It says by a mitzvah, he has to sit outside his tent. What does his tent mean? V'yein o'oloi elu ishtoi. A tent here means his wife. The man diyam of moed kotin, it's a shayla, what period of tumah does a mitzvah have to be outside? When he's a vade mitzvah, or even while it's going away also? The call upon him, tumas mitzvah asks him, he can't be together with his wife. So mashenke in a zav, is allowed to be with his wife. Rashi zav, Rashi says, of a zav le misa midi b'tashmish. But a zav, if he's a zav, his wife is Torah, just the man is a zav, the man is allowed to be with his wife. So therefore, a mitzvah is more chomer than a zav. So therefore, it's very good to come up with the price before. The question was, why, if the Torah already said a zav can't go into machne leviyah, so why does the Torah have to say a mitzvah also can't go in, pshiti can't go in, he's more strict than a zav. The Torah says that a mitzvah not only can't go into machne leviyah, but even into machne Yisrael he can't go. That was the chiddush of a mitzvah. For the Gemara, no, Adrabah, I'll tell you no, for the Marakash Adrabah, just the opposite. Zav Chomer. I tell you, Tumas Zav is more strict than a Tumas Mitzvah. Why? Shekein Metama Mishka V'moshev. A person that has this Tumas Zav on him, that for 2 days in a row it came out, this type of a stuff that's like the beaten white egg, that came out of him. So he has a Tumas Mishka V'moshev. That means if he sits or lies on something, he's Metama whatever underneath him. The chair that he sits on becomes tummy. The bed that he sits on becomes tummy. And it's a chomadika tumah more than a zav. We'll soon see in Rashi why. Another chumri has is, o matama klicheris besit. Halacha of a klicheris is, usually, if you touch the outside of a klicheris, you're not matama an earthly kli. An earthly kli is only makabo tumah if there's tumah came inside the kli. Hesit means, not only didn't you touch it, it was just moved because of you. Let's say you banged on the floor. And because you banged on the floor, you made this kli move. That's called tumas hesed. That a tumas zav has tumas hesed. If you're a zav and you kick the floor that makes the kli cheres move, you're matama the kli. A mitzvah doesn't have this halacha. So we see in certain cases that a zav has more strict halachas than a mitzvah does. So it's Rashi, zav oisem mishkovel mashovai av hatuma letame odam anageya boy. Tuma chamur letame begodim sholof. Let's say you have a zav, and this person is sitting on a chair. When the person gets off this chair, if another person comes and touches this chair, not only is the person himself tamei, but even the clothing he's wearing is also tamei. That's how strict the mishkav and moshav of the zav is. Even though the person's clothing did not touch the chair, just the person himself touches the chair, that's the halacha. If a man touches the chair that Azav sat on, he becomes tummy and his clothing. Avo mitzayr, mashenken, if a mitzayr sits on a chair, avo mitzayr. Afo pidatanya b'teres kanim. Oysa mishka b'moshav, he could make, or mishka b'moshav, or mitzayr. Does sit on, if he sits on a chair, he's matam with a chair, of a lav avatuma. The chair does not become an avatuma now, letama yodim, that if a person now touches the chair, the man becomes tummy. Letama begodim, and who are then his clothing also becomes tummy. Elo letama yechlu namashkin. When a mitzvah sits on a chair, the chair becomes a rishon l'tumah. That's all. It's like the mitzvah is an avatumah, and the chair now becomes a rishon l'tumah. Therefore, if the chair comes in contact with food or with mashkin, with liquid, it's matama those things. But if a person touches the chair that a mitzvah sat on, the person does not become tummy. Because the klal is, a person is only tummy from an avatumah, not from a rishon l'tumah. So I call upon, and we see here that tumah zav is more strict than Tumas Mitzvah. So how does the Brayse to say that Mitzvah is more strict? Here we see the opposite. And the next Chiddush also is Tumas Hesed, that if a Zav just moves the Kli Cheres Besed, it also becomes Tumid. Mashenken by Mitzvah, you don't have this Chiddush. So it's a Kash on the Brayse, what's Pshat on the Brayse? So Gemara says like this. The same what we said before. Omakro, the Pasuk says here, Vayishalchim in Amachne, Kol Tzerua, V'chol Zav. Why does the Pasuk say Kol Zav? What is all Zav? What is the extra all including? Makro Zav, V'chol Zav, any type of a Zav. L'rabba is Bal Keri. Let's tell me even about Keri also. That if a person just sees Keri, just sees Shechva Zerum, that whole day he's Tomei, until he goes to the mikvah the next day, until it comes Hera Shemesh, that whole day he's not let it go into Machne Leviyah. So that's why the Chumrah is today, one of the Chumrahs is, if he goes to the Kaisel, not to go behind the Kaisel. Because behind the Kaisel already is considered Machna Leviyah, and about Keri is also to go there. So therefore, now it's good. If you're telling me now about Keri, he's not allowed to go into Machna Leviyah, why does the Torah have to say a Mitzvah? A Mitzvah for sure is more strict than a Bal Keri. Or Mitzvah Chumrah Bal Keri. Or my Chumrah, well, what's so sure about that? Why is a Mitzvah more strict than a regular Bal Keri? Kedi Amor, like we said before, that a mitzvah has these two special lochus, priya, he has to let his hair grow, uprim, he has to rip his begodim. Kedi Amor, Adi Rabba, Balkeri Chomer, Shekein Metamba Bavashu, Hatalkeri is more Chomer, no matter how small of Keri of Shechva Zera comes out of your body, it's Metamba you. Mashenkin, by a mitzvah, we know there's a lochus, there's a whole size, it has to be the size of a gris, the size of a bean, that you have to show it to the Kohen, and the Kohen has to look at the mitzvahs. Had the leprosy to see if it's big enough or not. They are shiurim how big the leprosy has to be in your body. But if you have a small speck, it's not tummy. Mashenkin, when shichva zera comes out of your body, even if a mashu, the smallest amount is matamiyu. So what's so for sure that a mitzvah is more strict than a shichva zera? Balkeri, we see no, Balkeri is mochomer. And if the Gemara this price holds, Reb Shimon holds, so will look Rebbe Nosson. He holds like Reb Nosson Shita. The Tanya Rebbe Nosson Neimer. Reb Nosson says like this. Mishum Rabbi Yishmoel, Zav, Tzora, Kechasimas, Piyoma. That ain't a chlami Zav, Lav, Dav, Kazav, Huad, and Shechva Zeron, not if any of the smallest thing came out of your body or your tummy. You need a shear also. It has to be enough stuff that comes out of your body, Kechasimas, Piyoma, that clogs up the opening, the hole of your Amma, of the Ava there. It has to be a little bit shear. It's not enough, the smallest amount, a little bit bigger you have to have. So once you have to have a shear, so then Shechva Balkeri is not more chomer than Mitzvah. Even though Mitzvah has a bigger shear, but so what? Once they both have to have a shear, it's not the pshat, the mushroom of Keri comes out of your body's matamiyu, you need a size. There has to be a little bit more, a few drops, but enough to come out that clogs up the piyama. That's how much you need. This is pshat and Reb Shimon. Therefore, since the Mitzvah is more chomer than Ketumah, because there are special mitzvahs of pri and prima over a Balkeri. So once the terrorist said a Balkeri is sent out of Machlaviyah, why do we have to have the pasuk to say that a Mitzvah is sent out of Machlaviyah? That's the Chiddush of Shimon says to teach us that a Mitzvah is sent even further. He's not allowed to be in Machni Yisrael. He has to go outside the whole Yerushalayim. That's the way Reb Shimon learns Pshat in the Braisa. So therefore, from this pasuk of a Yishalchum and a Machne, we know these three halachis. So why do we need the first posting in Mayikra to say that a Mitzrayim is Bodo Yeshu Mechus L'machna Meshavoy? To teach us that there's a Nitzik L'Yasei. That any time a Mitzrayim does for some reason creep into Yerushalayim, there's a Mitzvah Sesa right away go out, and therefore it doesn't get Malkus. Because it's called the Mitzvah Sasei, it's called the Lav HaNitzik L'Yasei. This is also Reb Shimon's Pshat. For the Gemara now, we're still in the Gemara here. Was in time you have not time here. Shem Shalom. Zav Sarak Chesidus Piyamam. For the Hoyd Lech Chachamim. But the Chachamim were not masking to Reb Nosson. The kids, our Brice goes according to Reb Nosson that a Balkari also needs a shear. Therefore, Mitzrayim is more stricter than a Balkari. So tomorrow, the Iskishle Balkari Lezav. And there's a Hekish now in this Pasuk, the Balkari to Zav. Or Bezer the year. So that's how Reb Shimon knows that a Mitzrayim has a more strict halacha than a Zav. For the Gemara kasha like this, the chol tsurua lomeli. Why do we have to have the word kol all by mitzayra? We just got finished dashing. It says kol by tamei meis, and not only tamei meis, even a sheretz also. It says kol zav, not only a zav, even a balkari also. Now the beginning of us, it says kol tsurua, all type of mitzayras. What's the chiddush? What other type of mitzayra could we have? Chura is only one mitzayra. What he's saying, kol mitzayras. All type of mitzvahs have to go out of even the third machna Yisrael. What's the chiddush of kol tzurua? And the Gemara Nechanami, the taka no chiddush, because there's only one type of mitzvahs. And the Gemara Nechanami, kol tzurua lomeli, aydi dechsiv kol zav, siv nami kol tzurua. Since the pasuk had to say kol zav, and there was the chiddush, not only zav but even about Keri, it also says kol tzurua. But there's no chiddush in the word kol tzurua. There's only one type of a mitzvah, and only a mitzvah, he's the only Talmudic person that has to even go out of Machne Yisrael. He can't be in Yerushalayim. For the Gemara now, Rabbi Yehuda, Shafir Kom Rabbi Shimon. What was Shafir Rabbi Yehuda? The Rabbi Shimon says very good now. Rabbi Shimon has his kasha. Why does the pasuk say all these three, tzurua, and a zav, and a tamei meis? To teach us all three of them have three separate machnes. Why did Rabbi Yehuda say not like that? Rabbi Yehuda in the Brice before said no. Rabbi Yehuda asked, how do I know that all three of them have three different halachim? Because the pasuk says, machnehem. It says a lashon, extra lashon, machnehem. What did he need that pasuk for? Machnehem for? Yehuda said, leitamuas machnehem. A lashon plural, lite machne lezeh, machne lezeh. Did Rabbi Yehuda? Why didn't Rabbi Yehuda learn like Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon is saying very good. Why did Rabbi Yehuda need a new pasuk of machnehem for? And the Gemara like this. Rabbi Yehuda, humi boilei likratanyam. Rabbi Yehuda needs this pasuk of Rabbi Shimon for a different drasha. Rabbi Elazar Oimer. Rabbi Elazar says like this. Yochel, I would think, dochku zovin amitzeroyim v'nich nesuli azara bepesach abo betumah. We're saying on Erev Pesach, when he's supposed to be in the Korban Pesach. If most of the tzibba touched mesim, most of the people are tamei mesim, the locher is, they are allowed to bring the korban pesach. Tamei mes is nitche by korban tzibba. You're allowed to bring the korban, but only if you have tumas mes on you. Let's say you're a person that's a zav, or you're a mitzvah, you are not allowed to bring the korban pesach. What's going to be if the people didn't listen? These people that are zovim of these mitzvahim, but they pushed themselves through into the azara, and they brought a korban pesach. What's the locher? Yochel Yechayovim, I would think the Mamash Chayev Koris, if a Mitzvah comes into the Beis Hamikdash, he's Chayev Koris, I would think the Mamash Chayev Koris. They're over this Lav, they have a Chayev Koris on them. Talmudim, the Pesach says no. Vayeshalchu min amachne kol tzurua v'chol zav v'chol tom lenefesh. This was Rav Shimon's Pesach. Now Rav Yehuda Dash is like this, that Bishor, the Drosh is like this, Bishor shetimeyem meisim mishtalchim, at the time when a person had touched a mate, he has an issur. He's not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash. Even for him, there's a chiyuv koras if he goes in. Then I'll tell you, zovin and mitzaroi mishtalchim, who are then a regular zav or regular mitzaro, they're also sent out of the machne shchina. And if they go into the Beis HaMikdash, they're chayev koras. Aber ein tumei mesim mishtalchim, but on Erev Pesach, when the tzibur, if most of the people are tumei mesim, that then they are allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash, they are allowed to bring the korban Pesach, then tumei mesim are not sent out of the Beis HaMikdash, is the same thing. Ein zovin a mitzaroi mishtalchim. A zav and a mitzaroi also does not have a chiyuv koris. Even though Rashi speaks out, even though avadim etchila, they're not allowed to come in. Avadim is no din dechuya by tomei zav or tomei mitzaroi. Avadim is an avera for them to go in. But Akopon of the Chiyuv Karis they don't have. That if a Zav or a Mitzvah goes into the Beis Hamikdash, he gets the Chiyuv Karis. That's only if a Tomei Meis would also have a Chiyuv Karis if he goes into the Beis Hamikdash. But on Erev Pesach, when they're bringing the Korban Pesach Matuma, when most of the Tzibur is Tomei Meisim, then they're allowed to go in. So if a Mitzvah and a Zav goes in, they don't get a Chiyuv Karis. That's what Rabbi Yehuda does with this Pesach of Rav Shimon. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda stuck. How do I know the halacha that a Mitzvah has its own Machna out of Machna Yisrael, and a Zav has to go out of Machna Leviya, and Tomei Meis is out of Machna Yisrael? So how do we know three different Machnas? That's his halacha for Machnayim. That's where Rabbi Yehuda dashes his drasha. Omama, before we just got finished saying, Zav, we had the Pesach, Zav, Chol Zav. Any type of a Zav also has this Tumah, has to be sent out of Machna Leviya. L'Rabbas Balkeri. Even a Balkeri also has to go out of Machna Leviya, they can't go into the Harabayis. Tomorrow, Messiah and Rabbi Yechin. It's a riot to Rabbi Yechin. The Yom Rabbi Yechin, Rabbi Yechin said these two halachas together. So the Iker riot is from the second halacha, not the first one. But Rabbi Yechin said two halachas. The Yom Rabbi Yechin, Mechilois Leineskashu. In the base of Migdish, underneath there were tunnels. There were tunnels sometimes the Kahanim had to go from one part of the base of Migdish to the other part of the base of Migdish. The halacha is the tunnels have no Kedusha. Even if you're a Talmudic person, you're allowed to go in those tunnels. That's one chiddush Rabbi Yechin said. It's a machlokes in the Gemara's lochim, if it is or not. The Gemara in Yuma. The Akol Ponim Rabbi Yechin holds mechilos, the tunnels underneath the Beis Hamikdash, loynis kashu. They were not mekadosh the tunnels underneath it. And the second thing he said over Rabbi Yechin was, O Balkeri mishtaleya chutz l'shtei machnas. That a Balkeri has the same halacha like a Zav, that he has to be sent not only out of Machna Shechina, out of the Beis Hamikdash, but who then out of the second Machna, out of Machna Levi also. He's not allowed to go into the Harabais. This is a riot to Rabbi Yechin, we learned before also, that a Zav, that a Balkeri also is sent out of Machna Leviya, out of the Harabayis. Meisvi, now we have a kash on you. Says here, Balkeri Kemaga Sheretz. A Balkeri, the Bryce, it says, a Balkeri, somebody saw Sheikh Mazer out of his body, he only has a Tumma like a Tumma Sheretz. My love doesn't mean Lamachna Sayim, that just like a Tumma Sheretz is a Ribui from Tomei Meis, he's only sent out of Machna Shechina, that's all. But Machna Levi is allowed to go into. So it's Mashmir, Balkeri is allowed to go into the Harabayis. He could go behind the Kaisel, just he can't go into the Beis Hamikdash. Loya Taino, that's not what the Braisa means. It means Litumosim. They both have the same halachas as far as the Tumah goes. Fred Gemara, that's Pitom. Litumosim. Hi Tumas Erev Tziv Bey. Vai Tumas Erev Tziv Bey. That's Pshitum. Both of them says the Farish in the Torah. It says if your Balkeri Jozera came out of you, you only tell me one day. Go to the mikveh the next day. When it comes, Harish Shermas Fesik Chavim, you're automatically tor. And who then it says of a Tumah Sheretz? If you touch the Sheretz, the Torah says you tell me for one day. So I don't need a Brisa to tell me that. The Torah tells me that. They both have the same halachas. Elolav, Luchur, the Brisa means to tell me, Lamach Noisam. To tell me, no. That just like Tumah Sheretz is only sent out of the Machna Shechina, but in the Machna Levi is allowed to be, Luchur, it means, Balkeri is also the same halachon. Balkeri is allowed to go into the Harabayis, just not into the Beis Hamikdash. So the Marloi, Luyodom Lutumasim. No, the Brisa means that the Tumah of a Balkeri and the Tumah of some Tos the Sheretz has the same halachis. And what's the Chiddush then? Vokom Ashmalon. The Balkeri Kemaga Sheretz. That a Balkeri has the same halacha like somebody that touched the Sheretz. Ma Maga Sheretz. Just as somebody touches the Sheretz. Mitama Boinis. Even if you didn't mean by accident, you got pushed upon a dead Sheretz there. You touched the Sheretz, even though it's Boinis, you were forced upon it by accident, still you tell me. The Lachriz. Af Balkeri Mitama Boinis. Even though the Sheikh Vazera came out of your body, Boinis, you were forced. You ate too much, you jumped too much, you were sick, and that caused it to come out. Still, Tumas Keri you have. Even though for Tumas Zav you don't have, unless it comes out by itself, not Machmas Oinis, but that's the Bryce telling me about Keri is not that word. About Keri is telling me even Bioinis. That's the Kiddush of the Bryce. All right, we'll stop here.